from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Verse 40, Yathayata Bhagavato Bhaktiya Paramaya Vida Nrupasyedya Daya Satmyam Aresta Sintayayayu. By devotional service, few devotees who incessantly think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead receive body similar to his. This is known as Sarupya Mukti. All the Sisupala, Dantavakra and other kings thought of Krishna as an enemy. They also achieved the same result. By devotional service, few devotees who incessantly think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead receive bodies similar to his. This is known as Sarupya Mukti. All the Sisupala, Dantavakra and other kings thought of Krishna as an enemy. They also achieved the same result. Purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in connection with Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, it is explained that a devotee should externally execute his routine devotional service in a regular way, but should always inwardly think of the particular mellow in which he is attracted to the service of the Lord. This constant thought of the Lord makes devotee eligible to return home, back to Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Tvaktva Deham Punarjanmanaiti Mahameti. After giving up his body, a devotee does not again receive a material body, but goes back to Godhead and receives a spiritual body, resembling those of the Lord's eternal associate, whose activities he followed. However, the devotee likes to serve the Lord. If you constantly think of the Lord's associate, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the Lord's father and mother, his servants, the trees, land, animals, plants and water, in the Lord's abode. Because of constantly thinking of these features, one acquires a transcendental position. Kings like Sisupala, Dantavakra, Kamsa, Paundraka, Narakasura, Salva were all similarly delivered. This is confirmed by Madhvacharya. Paundrake Naraka Narake Cheva Salve Kamsa Cha Rukmini Avishtastu Harir Bhaktas Tad Bhakti Aharim Apire. Paundraka, Narakasura, Salva and Kamsa were all inimical toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because all these kings constantly thought of him, they achieved the same liberation, Sarupya Mukti. The Jnana Bhakta, the devotee who follows the path of Jnana, also attains the same destination. If even the enemies of the Lord achieve salvation by constantly thinking about the Lord, what is to be said of a pure devotee who always engage in Lord's service and who think of nothing but the Lord in every activity? Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Mulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yana Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadami Yandarati Svapadantam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Akali Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So living entities, they cannot keep quiet. Nor is it necessary to keep quiet. Nobody advises that you be a lazy man. So, only the direction, which way we want to go. In the direction, one can work to his best capacity. Because there is a misunderstanding that when you become a devotee, you just beg alms here and there and live a lazy life. People have a misconception, because most of the sadhus, they live like that, but not a genuine sadhu, not a real sadhu. For in mundane work, you work so much, for a mundane master, like if the CM or PM are coming, how much they run around? They run around. So if an ordinary person, when he is your superior, you have to run around. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and your love for Him, how much more you want to work for Him? In the mundane plane, you may have a boss, but you may not have love for Him, because He wants to extract work from you. He wants to take as best salary as you can, because there is no love. It's like a business. Who will outsmart whom? But in this world itself, we see how parents work for their children. Just because there is love. Because there is love, they can do any hard work, they can do any sacrifice, and they don't feel like children cooperate or don't cooperate. But the parents' love is uninterrupted for their children. So if there is love, how much more reciprocation will be there? So this is the business with Krishna and the devotees. Krishna is the perfect boss. Some imperfect man, we work for him. And when you find an ideal man, ideal person, or a perfect person, then how much more you will be inspired. Prabhupada did not pay anybody. Did Prabhupada spend money to keep his followers? Yes, sir. But did Prabhupada try to give shops and give salaries and to keep people around him? No. People voluntarily, because people were finding their connection with the Lord. When they were serving Prabhupada, they are becoming free from their lust, greed, envy, jealousy, which is a great relief. In this world, everyone is tormented. Everyone is torn apart by these negative tendencies. But when somebody can connect you to the Lord, and the fire of lust, fire of envy, fire of anger, krodhagni, kamagni, irshagni, all these things. Who would like to be in the fire? Does anyone like to be in the fire? No, even if your temperature, you feel very bad. What to speak of sitting in the fire? So, there is natural attraction between the Lord and the part and parcels. But somehow we have become junk, we have become covered. So we don't have that natural attraction for the Lord. So when the dust is removed, then there will be a natural attraction. So Prabhupada, why people are selling churches in America during Prabhupada's time, big churches and lot of money, but people are not interested to go to the church, what to speak of going daily, what to speak of spending time in church, because there is no reciprocation, there is no connection. So intelligent man would like to do things in a monotonous way, so everything by result, everything by experience. So the point is, we all have a relationship with Krishna. The human life is meant for finding our eternal life. The human life is meant for finding our eternal relationship, and which is naturally blissful. In the spiritual life, there is nothing like boredom, there is nothing like frustration, there is nothing like misery. In spiritual life, everything is blissful. So here we are seeing the example. Even when you have a negative relation with Krishna, not like devotees. Devotees are favorable. But there are demons who take Krishna as their enemy. And Krishna is so powerful, Krishna is so beautiful. So when people have hatred for Krishna, and they cannot stop thinking about him. When there was prediction that Kamsa will be killed by Krishna, the eighth son of Devaki, so Kamsa was very hateful of Krishna. So before Krishna kills me, I must kill Krishna. That was Kamsa's idea. Because Krishna was a child and Kamsa was a mystic demon with a lot of mystic powers, and he has many coterie. But his friends are also very powerful. So he wanted to make the prediction void. There may be prediction, but Krishna is just a child. I'll just kill him and I will not have any more threat to my life. So Kamsa was all the time. Kamsa had two wives, Asti and Prapti. They are daughters of Jarasandha, who is another demon. Demons trying to find their relationships in another family of demons. Now, devotees like to have relationship with devotees, demons want to have relationship with demons, actually, because both can get along. Oh, you also take coffee, yes, yes. Our daughter also takes coffee. Oh, you eat meat. So, yeah. But otherwise, it is a mismatch. Oh, your daughter doesn't take tea and coffee, your dad doesn't watch cinemas. No, no. We don't want such a girl to be married in our family, because she is not favorable for sense gratification. So you have two eyes, Kamsa had two eyes, and Kamsa knows that Krishna Balram, they are also two. This guy, Kamsa, was thinking so much about killing Krishna. When his two eyes come, even Krishna Balram has come. Completely. Anything, two Krishna Balram. See, we don't, when you see two things, do you remember Krishna Balram? No, we don't. Because his meditation was constant. Of course, it was unfavorable meditation on Krishna. And when you're drinking water, the sparkle, you know, the water droplets. And it's like, you know, because Krishna is very effulgent. When you're drinking water, Kamsa was saying, Krishna is here in the glass, maybe he has come to kill me. And when there is a wind and the curtains, they move, and Kamsa is saying, maybe Krishna is coming. If you feel like that, it is so great. We are devotees, when the wind blows, maybe my dear Lord is coming. Such a great feeling, you know. We don't feel like that, no? Because we want sense gratification. No, it is cold wind, let me close the door. It's a nice breeze, sense gratification. Although we are devotees, looking for sense gratification. This is our neophyte stage, beginning. Because we have not gone mad for Krishna. So, in today's verse, the subject is, by devotional service, pure devotees who incessantly think of the Supreme Lord receive bodies similar to His. So, when we do anything not for Krishna, that is called work or business. Work, business, or deal, and so on. But when anything is done for Krishna, it may be business, it may be anything. When the job is done for Krishna, it is called devotional service. When this same job is done for some mundane boss, or for yourself, or for somebody else, that is called karma. Karma and bhakti, no different. Because activity is the same. So, what is different? Started. He only sleeps in the class. See, he's also watching you, so red. Jo sunega wo badal jayega. Jo sunega nahi waisa hi rahega. Kyunki jo sunega unke andar devotion umat padega, right? So, so devotion service is incessant. Devotees sometimes stop work because the body has a limitation. Otherwise, devotees are not tired, devotees are not exhausted. As you serve Krishna, you become more enthusiastic. Because Krishna reciprocates. When Krishna reciprocates, we can't take ourselves away from Krishna. That's why people are, devotees are, they're always, you know, doing something or the other, something or the other. Because they are getting some reciprocation from Krishna. So, work is the same. Because for Krishna also we have to cook, for Krishna also we have to wash Krishna's clothes, we have to make bed for Krishna, we have to cut fruits for Krishna, we have to cook for Krishna, we have to clean for Krishna. All things. After all, Krishna is also a person. And Krishna is the supreme person. So everything has to be done very meticulously, very carefully. So you are doing it to a very big man. If you know how big Krishna is, you become very careful, very attentive. So Prabhupada was very attentive to all the details. Because the nature of life is service. When we use the word dharma, dharma means the business of life is to serve. So when you serve a perfect master, you will become satisfied. So this is our dharma. Everybody is serving somebody or the other, somebody or the other. Or you are serving your own self. But the service will be there. But when the service is directed to Krishna, that is called devotional service. I was reading one small story yesterday. It was connected to Buddha. Buddha was in a place. So because Buddha was a very great personality with all, because he is God. His beauty, his efficiency, his miracles, his powers. So naturally, everybody, right from the king to the pauper, because the Lord doesn't discriminate. Lord says, the pauper is also my person. So the Buddha, he camped in a place. He's on the move. He has come to that city. Maybe he will be there for 2 days, giving advice to people, giving discourses to the people, blessing people by his association. So he was there, and the whole city came to know. So everybody, they are all, take something, I'll take this flower, I'll take this fruit, I'll take this jewelry. According to their capacity, they were all going to get darshan, take darshan of Buddha. And there was a cobbler, Mochi. Mochi is a very poor person. And you could see that today, there was no business. Everybody is going that way. So the Mochi thought, not today, I will not have any business. Because people are taking something or the other and going to meet Buddha, I will sell some flowers and then try to make some money for my family. So for today, Priyanka Gopur Girega. They all work very hard, no? 3 o'clock to, so class is the time. Said, anybody who has sleep problem, come to Bhagavatam class. You'll have good sleep, because yeah, this is ISKCON humor. Anybody who has sleep problem, just go and attend the Bhagavatam class. So this guy, he brought some lotus flower. He went to some pond and picked up some lotus flowers, and people are going this way, and he kept it. And it was very fresh and fragrant and big. So everybody, I will take that flower. They don't want to bargain much because they are in a rush. They want to go. Actually, it may cost some 50 rupees. I said, you take this 100 and give me that. And this guy became a little puzzled. He said, he's just offering me 100, it's only, it doesn't cost more than 50. Why is he offering me 100? Then he became thoughtful. All right, if you don't want to sell because they are in a hurry, he left. Another guy, a person bigger than this person, he also, depending on his hoda status, said, I'll give you 500 rupees, give me that flower. This guy became more puzzled. Why people are offering money like that? And then the minister came, said, I'll give you 5,000 rupees, give me that, because they are in a hurry to go. I'll take this 5,000, we have plenty of money. And this guy became more puzzled. What is the greatness of Buddha? The people don't care for money. They just throw anything and take some gift for him. And immediately his idea also got changed. He said, if he is such a great person, I should not sell this. I will offer this flower myself. Go to Buddha and offer the flower. He's a very poor man because he could not have any mochi business. And for the day's family maintenance, he wanted to do some alternative business of selling flowers. But when he saw the influence of Buddha, then he decided, no, I will not sell this flower. I will also do some offering to Buddha. That means there is a real sacrifice. Others have money, they are throwing the money. But this guy, you know, said today, there is nothing to maintain the house. Still, his heart. So he took the flower, Buddha knows. Buddha is God, enlightened person. Then this bocha, he brought this lotus flower. Buddha did not touch anybody. All people are coming because you don't embrace Buddha. When you go to meet a big man, you don't embrace him. It's up to him. You offer this and you stand there. It's his gesture, what he wants to do with you. So all people are coming, offering this and that. And this bocha came, cobbler, shuvala, and he offered this flower at the feet. Bow down and got up, and Buddha embraced him. All the ministers, officers, they were all, wow, what a blessed soul. Buddha is embracing him, which he did not do with anybody. Because the real sacrifice was the cobbler's sacrifice. He just forgot all his family maintenance, everything. I should do some seva. So the point is, that is the beauty of devotional service. Once you are attracted to Krishna, no sacrifice is a big sacrifice. Actually, there is nothing like sacrifice. Everything already belongs to Krishna. And somehow, because you are attracted to Krishna, you are able to give it away. I told you, when I was coming from Hyderabad, it was New Year Day, 31st. I have to get into the train, and that Aishwarya Sadis people came. Because I did a New Year's program, somebody came from Japan, that house where I did the program. Maharaj, so he is a well-to-do man. All right, I will offer this wristwatch. It is Japanese, it's a costly watch. And he gave it to me. Of course, I have no attraction for that, but I could see that it's a costly watch. Maybe it will cost some 15,000 or 20,000. Then you know, they put it in your bag. And when I came to the railway station and I was in the waiter's lounge, and I let me see what is this watch about. And meanwhile, the Aishwarya Saris people, they came. Maharaj, 31st, entering the first, we are getting darshan of Maharaj. Almost I took the watch in my hand. So there was the, anyway, I'm not going to wear that watch. I was seeing it. Anyway, because they were sitting next to me, I said, I'll give you this watch. I'll give you this watch. And because they serve our temple. You know? So anyway, devotees, they have no attraction for this material glamour, material glitter. They're saying like whether you sit in the economy class or the aeroplane or you sit in the ordinary class, the flight reaches the same time. Or you have a 20,000 rupees watch or a 300 rupees watch, but it shows the same time. It's not that it will do something for you. So devotees are so intelligent. They are not bothered about the little small things because their gain is so much by chanting Hare Krishna, by bowing down to Krishna, by serving Krishna, they are completely. So for them, nothing in this world looks appealing or attractive or anything valuable. Valuable. Let's say in Bhagavad Gita, the sloka is there. Samalosrasma kanchana. One who is attracted to Krishna, for him, there is nothing more valuable than the holy name. Bhagavan naam se badkar koi mulivan cheez. Hai kya? Is there anything more valuable than? Prabhupada said it is very intelligent. People who have faith in the holy name, they are very intelligent people. Why? Because if you keep Krishna with you, material, spiritual, everything will be following you. You may hold on to your money, but that money may not protect you, that money may not make you happy. Only, you know, I have 30 lakhs, 40 lakhs like that. But it cannot make you happy. It cannot make you happy, you know. So, whereas if you have holy name with you, it looks like you don't have anything. But as and when you need something, it just comes. Because Nama Chintamani. The holy name is Chintamani. So you don't have to worry, I need this, I need that. All devotees can see in their life. Just you be greedy to take the holy name. And if you really need something like say, Shailja became sick. Say all the way from Panipat to Sarovar. See, this is Krishna's arrangement. You did not come to see Shailja sick. Krishna knows. Is it right? This is called Krishna's arrangement, you know. So, the point is, devotees don't have to try anything for themselves. Devotees know that if I serve Krishna nicely, Krishna overwhelms me. Krishna puts me to shame. I serve Krishna in some way, but Krishna reciprocates in such a big way. What did I do for Krishna in my life? Nothing. Let's say, human life is meant for devotional service, where the love is real, where the love is eternal, and love is infectious. If you become a devotee of Krishna, it's not that people sometimes, you know, outsiders, when we are selling books, but these people are in need of money, they are selling the books. Is that the reason we are selling books? No. This guy is in ignorance and I have to help him. That is the mood when we are trying to distribute books. My mother was telling me, I was bringing her here from Vijayawada to this place. In the train, I was not sitting quiet. I was just going in the bogey, selling books. And my mother was feeling very bad. So this guy is a doctor. And she is like selling books in the, you know, poor people they sell. So she is thinking, because she has no devotion. The devotees are doing this because they are thinking these people are unfortunate, I should give them the books. But my mother is thinking, I am unfortunate. This guy, he can be a doctor with apron and a stethoscope around his neck and be in a big hospital. She is going to her, would say, please take this book 20 rupees. They take this to 30 rupees. Devotees are not selling books for money. Devotees are selling books out of compassion. People are in ignorance and they are in illusion, they are thinking, they are all right. But how long? Everybody will become bedridden, everybody will become helpless, and their life becomes very they are in a very helpless condition, everybody. So, as your time now, the best utilization of time, because even if you want to dedicate your life, still you have many responsibilities, no? You need some money, you have to take care of your body, you have to cook, do things. Even if you want to dedicate, still you have to maintain the body. So, beyond that, whatever time is left, devotees, they carefully. Devotees don't waste time. Time is very precious. You can buy anything with money, but not the time. Time is the most precious thing. Whoever is utilizing it for remembering Krishna, because this life, whether you have money or not, whether you are healthy or not, whether you have job or not, does the time stop? Time doesn't stop. It goes on. So, and that's why we should not sacrifice our devotional service in exchange for something petty, tiny, material. So devotees balance their life. This much I have to do so that I can live gracefully, and remaining time I would like to invest in my eternal life by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki.